Kilayim, Perek Hei Mishneh Gimel. Choretz Shu Over Bakerem, Omakasar Varachav Arba. If a ditch is passing through a vineyard and it's 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Im Hayim Ufulish Mirosh Akerem V'Atzofa, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that if it was opened up from the beginning of the vineyard until the end of the vineyard, meaning it's not surrounded by any part of the vineyard, from the top to the bottom, this ditch breaks through the whole kerem. So this becomes a divider. It has nothing to do with the vineyard, and you're allowed to even plant inside of it a different grain. And it's not a problem of kilayim, because it's now a hefsek by the fact that it's 10 tfachim by 4 tfachim, and that it's mefulosh on all sides of the ditch, both sides. However, the Rav says, if it's not mefulosh on both sides, but rather, let's say one side of it is surrounded by the vineyard, or if it's less than 10 tefachim off the ground, or not 4 tefachim wide, then it would have the din, according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, of a gas that we're going to see in the next case of the Mishnah. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov held like the chum that you're not allowed to plant in a gas. A gas is a wine press, so if it's mefulish on both sides, it's not really a wine press. But I guess it has some kind of resemblance to a wine press when it's like a ditch, but it's surrounded by the vines. And the Chacham hold that it's aser, as we're going to now see. V'hagas shebekerem, a wine press that's inside of a vineyard. Amuk asara v'rachav arba. So it's totally surrounded by the vineyard. And it's 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, this is not the same Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, zorim b'soicha. You're allowed to plant inside of this, because Rabbi Eliezer says that it's its own rishos. V'chachamim oisrim, nechum aseret. Just like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov did in the previous case. Next case in the Mishnah, Shemera Shebekerem, Gavoya Asar Chava Arba. The Rav says that this we're dealing with is it's like a heap that the person that would be watching over the vineyard, so he would stand on top of this heap. So since it's higher than the rest of the vineyard, the Mishnah says, as long as it's 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide, Zorim Besocha, you're allowed to plant here. So what's the difference? Why is this one you're allowed to, but not the ditch? So the difference is, the Rav explains, because this is not surrounded by the airspace of the kerem. It's higher than the regular, we say airspace, we mean that next to it, it's above where the kerem is. Masha Enki, in the ditch, it's surrounded by the kerem. Although it's below it, still it's surrounded by the kerem and the airspace of the kerem, as the Rav explains. And that's why it's usser, and it always becomes nullified by the vineyard. Masha Enki, in here, it's above it. However, b'mahaya seir koitesh, usser. If the vines go up and entangle, the way the Rav explains, they entangle above onto this, they intrude and entangle onto this area, this platform that's above it, it's usser, because the way the Tiferes Yisrael explains is that when these branches are now in that area, so it's interfering in the airspace of the platform, it can no longer say that it's its own sort of airspace and not surrounded, and it's similar now to the ditch, where the ditch was in the airspace of the vineyard. Now that you have these branches up and over into this platform, so now it's also part of the airspace of the vineyard, and that's why it's usser.